President Trump's 100% tariff on foreign films could devastate Bollywood, slashing its vital U.S. revenue and hiking distribution costs. For more on this, I spoke a little while back to the filmmaker Vivek Agnihotri. Here's what he said. Well, joining us now to discuss the potential impact of U.S. tariffs on Bollywood films, Vivek Agnihotri, very special guest with us, the renowned filmmaker. Thanks, sir, very much for being with us. How will Donald Trump's proposed 100% tariffs on foreign films specifically affect the distribution and pricing of, let's say, Bollywood films in America, given that Hindi and Telugu films derive, as I understand it, between 15 to 20% of their global revenue from America?
Oh, yes. See, the rise of so-called Bollywood or Indian cinema, including Tamil, Telugu films, which you have seen, is primarily coming because of the Indian diaspora. And Indian diaspora now, because our films release very easily, in US is a huge, huge market for Indian films. Up to one fourth of the income mostly comes from there. Mm-hmm. So, but we also have to understand that these 100 crore rupee clubs, 200 crore rupee clubs, it's all happened courtesy diaspora. But the diaspora is also very price sensitive. America is a very, very price sensitive market. People have problems paying $10. So now 100% tariff would mean that $20. So I don't understand how and why anybody would go and see a film for $20 if the same film is going to be available on OTT in 6 to 8 weeks, if it's available on torrent immediately. So this will also increase piracy, and this will also make OTTs, you know, manipulate, blackmail or dominate the industry. And this free collective viewing in cinema hall will become an ancient thing. So I think Hindi films especially and Telugu films, which have a huge market, are going to affect very, very badly. Just to give you an example, see, I have some figures. Jawan did $21.5 million business. Bahubali in 2017 did $20.8 million. And now it is almost more than $250 million business is coming for Hindi films only from the American market. So this tariff, I think, is an absurd idea. It's and the second problem which India will face, that with films like RRR and some other films also, and the Kashmir Files,
yep,
we opened up a non-diaspora market. We started penetrating the non-diaspora typical American market. And also films like the Kashmir Files, I am talking only about my film, but there are lots of other films also, which work as the soft power of India. These films contribute to the grand narrative in building a diplomatic and political standing of India in US. Now, films like these will suffer because I don't think that in America, with 100% tariff, people are going to visit theaters and watch a Hindi film. Americans are definitely not going to do that. So it's an absurd idea, and it's very important that government of India, especially the INB ministry, the commerce ministry, I don't know whichever ministries are involved in this, foreign ministry, at diplomatic level, they have to take this stand. Otherwise, this emerging soft power of India, it's already in ICU on ventilator. It's fully going to collapse.
Yeah. Mr. Agnihotri, what strategies can Bollywood producers adopt to mitigate this financial impact of Trump's tariffs? For example, is shifting production to America or focusing on alternative international markets a feasible option?
Well, like I said, I mean, availability totally depends on the price point, you know. So if our films are going to cost double, more than two times of Hollywood film, which is made and distributed there, then how will we stand this competition? And I understand Indian diaspora very well. I don't think they are going to go to theater to visit a film which is available for twice the price. And also, not only that, I think the problem will also happen in India. Indian multiplexes are also surviving. In numbers, they are not growing. So the scene of multiplexes, theaters in India is very sad. And when there will be 100% tariff in US, I'm sure Indian government will also put tariffs on Hollywood films. So how will Hollywood films survive in India? And if they don't bring in revenues, if they don't bring in footfalls, then multiplexes are also going to suffer a lot. Third point you have to understand is that Hollywood makes films with 75% global market. Hollywood films consumption in US is only one quarter. 75% is outside US globally. So that is going to suffer tremendously. I don't know how Hollywood is going to survive. So generally, leaders and politicians play win-win game. They should play win-win game. This is a 100% lose-lose game. I don't care about what America loses, but I am very concerned about India, and this is extremely damaging for India. And therefore, I have been saying that this is the time for the leaders of the film industry, people who have earned a lot of money from USA, those stars, those producers, those directors, those studios, should stand up and fight it out, assert themselves, and open a dialogue with the government of India, and together all of us should work and fight this out.
Could Donald Trump's tariffs intended to, to help Hollywood inadvertently harm America-based Bollywood distributors by doubling distribution costs, reducing screenings? What might this mean for accessibility of Indian cinema in the U.S.? I mean, do you potentially see this disappearing, essentially?
Oh, so I foresee a couple of things. Number one, that a lot of people will go into confusion and they will postpone. Anyway, we are hardly making any movies. No new stars or new actors and actresses have come up in last 5-6 years. There's dearth of talent, dearth of writers, dearth of directors. Everybody has moved to OTT. There are hardly any studios left. Whatever studios were there, they have been purchased or bought by some larger companies. So there are no independent producers in this thing. We are not a growing industry. We are basically not even stagnant. We are a declining industry anyways. So I see in these times, second thing which can happen is that a lot of opportunist people who don't care about the country or economy, they just want to survive themselves on their own.
Yep.
A lot of people will start going to US and shoot their films over there. They will start writing stories which can be easily based in US. So anyway, we have shot, most of our star-based films are shot outside India. So that is one trend which I see is going to happen with opportunist people. But the third biggest problem is going to be that people will remain in a state of confusion until Trump finally decides. And Trump is also like a weather report. Every day it changes, every hour it changes. So once things stabilize, until then, how do you plan the film? Do you plan it only for the domestic market, or you also plan it for the international market? And when I say international, US contributes maximum to our revenues. So I think we are seeing times of confusion, chaos, and conflict.
Final question, given the lack of clarity, because that's also part of the problem, on how tariffs might be applied to films with mixed production origins, if a part of a film is made, for example, in America, how might Bollywood navigate the uncertainty of whether co-production or films with partial U.S. post-production will face that 100% tariff, and what impact could this have on their global storytelling approach?
See, co-production basically means that two countries come and collaborate and make a film which is of, suppose we make an Indo-US subject, then a lot of portion is shot in one country, another in another country, then people are involved from both the countries. In this case, it's not clear. Mr. Donald Trump has just posted something on his own social media, which I think is called Truth Social or something like that. So he just posted over there. And so there is not clarity on that. But I think there's going to be a lot of confusion as far as post-production is, collaboration is concerned. Second thing is that in lots of cases, Hollywood films, the shooting is done in US, but their post-production is being done in India, back here. So much of VFX work is done, some of the biggest films, their VFX work is done over here. How will you decide that a film is American or Indian if a lot of money is spent in our country? So that is going to be a problem. Third thing is, he has written that any film which is not shot in US. So he's saying, come and shoot in America. I don't understand, how do you go and shoot an Indian film which has an Indian theme, like my next film which is on Bengal right now. If I have to make the same film after this tariff condition, how can I go and shoot a film on Bengal in US? Whereas a huge revenue is going to come from US, because this is a subject which attracts not just the diaspora, but non-diaspora, typical American market also. So how do we make those films? Which means we should not be making global subjects, subjects which appeal to the entire world. And if we don't do that, how will Hindi films will, Indian films will become soft power of India? You know, like K Entertainment has become a big soft power for Korea. So I think this requires a very serious thinking, brainstorming and intervention from the government of India. I think government of India should sit with people like us, make a core team, and then do very serious level of, higher level of deliberations and negotiations.
All right, Mr. Agnihotri, thank you very much for sharing your thoughts and your concerns. It is a crisis, in a sense, for Bollywood. Let's see what the way around it is. Thank you very much indeed.